something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, The Person of Jesus. To worship with us, please visit the closest Christ Embassy Church close to you. God bless you.
Hallelujah. I'd like to read to you St. John's Gospel, chapter 1 from verse 4. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shined in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. That's John the Baptist. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighted every man that cometh into the world. Amen. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. No wonder he asked his disciples, whom do men say that I am? The Bible says he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. The world knew him not. Why didn't the world know him? Because he didn't come in his glory. Hallelujah. The Bible says he laid his glory aside. He laid his reputation aside. Now this is wonderful. You get to understand this. Just follow this. Verse 11. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Look, this is what turns me on right here. In the 14th verse, John said, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld his glory. We saw the glory of the Word of God. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father. That means the only one that was born of the Father. Not created, not made, but born. The only begotten of the Father, full of grace and reality. Hallelujah. John knew who Jesus was. Let me read to you from his first epistle. Turn to the first epistle of St. John. Same writer. He is the writer, but not the author. Come on. Does that make sense to you? You catch that? He's the writer, but he's not the author. Who's the author? The Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Oh, I like this. I like this. I like this. Oh, in chapter 1, first epistle of St. John, from verse 1, he says, that which was from the beginning, which we have, what? Heard. He begins with hearing, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it. Oh, hallelujah. You know what it is to see life? Job said, I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes see thee. He says, for the life was manifested, the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. Glory to God. Let's go back to St. John. This man is writing Revelation. Do you understand? He says, and the Word was made flesh. Here, he calls him the Word. There, he calls him the Word of life. Amen? He says, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. He says, the life which was with the Father was manifested. He says, that life was manifested unto us, and we have seen it. That word it is in italics. You should read him, because he's talking about a person. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I tell you something. It's so important for us to know that Jesus Christ is really the Son of God in truth. And I told you, I said, for so long, the church has taken it that when God said in the book of Genesis, let us make man in our image and in our likeness, the church has believed for so long that the three of them held a meeting, Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. But I told you then, I said, I showed you from the Bible that that wasn't true. Jesus wasn't there. It was the Father and the Holy Ghost. Jesus wasn't there because there was no Jesus. There was no Jesus. Or you say, maybe he was there with another name. No, sir. No, he wasn't there. You have to understand who Jesus really is. Jesus was never one aside from the Father. Never, never, never. Jesus was never separate from the Father. The angels never saw one called Jesus, for he was never there. There was no such one as Jesus. The Bible never tells us that he was there. See, as I studied along these lines in the Word of God and by the revelation of the Holy Ghost, I began to see this thing so clearly. And then when you understand this, you begin to appreciate more and more the crucifixion and what that cross means to you. He wasn't there. He wasn't there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I told you, you see, man is a spirit. He is in the class of God. He was made in the class of God. And man can do things like God. Why? Because God gave him the power. Do you understand? God made man to be like him. Man can do things like God. For example, God gave Abraham a son in his old age, the son of promise, who will be his heir. And then one day, God, the Bible says, tested Abraham. He tested him. He said to him, Abraham, give me your son. Offer him to me as a burnt sacrifice. This is the child that this man had waited for so many years. The son of his old age. And God, the Bible says, was testing Abraham. He said, Abraham, give me your son. He said, go to one of the mountains of Moriah and offer your son as a burnt sacrifice. The Bible says that Abraham took his son and went there. You read that portion in the book of Genesis, it's so touching. It touched the heart of God. I said it touched the heart of God. He took his son there. He took the wood to burn his son and went with his knife to cut him through. The son followed him. Isaac followed him. When they got to the mountain, the son said to the father, he said, there's wood for the fire. Everything else is ready. He said, but where is the lamb? He didn't know he was the one. The father said, God will provide himself a lamb. And then tied his son. Read the Bible. He tied him and laid him on the wood and was ready to kill him. This is the son that God gave him. God said, give me your son. Offer him as a burnt sacrifice. He was ready to kill him. As he was about to do that, God spoke out of him and called him twice. Abraham, Abraham, stop. He said, now I know that you trust me. Then God provided the ram. And Abraham took the ram and offered the ram instead of his son. God was moved. Abraham would give his son. God didn't have a son to give.
Hallelujah.
Everyone wants to be born again, and you should want to. This is your moment. Say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart, and God will hear you, and salvation in Christ will be yours. Say, O Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ with all my heart. I believe he died on the cross to save my soul. I believe God raised him from the dead, and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth Jesus Christ as Lord of my life, and I receive in his name eternal life into my heart. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have eternal life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know, according to the scriptures, salvation is yours now. You are saved. Thank God for you. I want to pray for you. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who prayed that prayer. Everyone who has come to you now in faith in Christ Jesus. Let the name of Jesus Christ be named upon them from this moment. Satan has no power over them anymore. They belong to you and in your kingdom. I bless them with your word. I bless them with your love. I bless them with your grace. I bless them with the Holy Ghost. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. Congratulations. You are blessed now. You're blessed today. Thank God for you.
Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. We'll be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 033-976-0074 or 078-787-673 or send an email to radiotransmissions@love0360.com.
This message is titled The Person of Jesus.
For the continuation of this message, please visit www.loveoldradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234 188 8334 or +234 802 332 4188, or send an email to radiotransmissions@love0360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.